True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right. Hour number two. Let's start off with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. See what he's up to. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, sir. How are you?
What's going on in the big metropolis of Venice?
Well, I'm having to get the boat around. I should have not been there. Got there yesterday at 5 o'clock. It was entertaining, just to put it that way.
Quite crowded.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Boy, that place has changed over there, hadn't it?
Yeah. We got all these workers down here. Snapper season's open Thursday, so here we are. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to go fish for them with all this wind we've had, huh?
Yeah, well, they got to yesterday early. We didn't have no wind early yesterday. We got up about noon time. We got slow. Yeah. But, yeah, that first day, they didn't catch them Thursday. They got to go for them every day, though. So, no, I mean, there's so many redfish. I don't know. It's been years since I've seen them like this. The problem of it is you got to catch 10 to catch one deep.
Right.
Or more. I mean, I've never seen as many 17 and a half inch fish.
I'm hearing that from a lot of guys over here, a lot of undersized reds, tons of them.
You know, if it was last year, you know, I've been through 8 o'clock just.
Yeah.
It's a grind. And the croaker, woo, croaker thick. So having
big croaker?
A little bit of water. They're big enough to eat.
Well, that's big grower. You can
yeah.
Make a taco out of them. Let's take them. They're good.
Yep. It catched 3 flounder yesterday, too. Everybody caught a few flounder yesterday. Ain't no big ones. And then some of them are catching trout. I mean, I talked to one captain. He was inside and yesterday would come in. He'd run out to Gosher Island. He said he could do it 8:30.
Dang.
Yeah. He said the problem was there was a lot up too big.
Huh.
Chris Wilson got on water yesterday at South Pass. Couldn't keep it. He had 3 guys, so he kept 6. The rest of them didn't go back.
My goodness.
Yeah. So I don't know what's up with that. We can't figure it out. Nobody's you know, really targeted trout last year, but you know, I have a bunch of it fish trout every year, but where all these big boys come from, I don't know. Big girls.
Well, what's y'all's deal on keeping, what is it, the 25-inch deal over there or what?
No. 13 to 20 inches, keep two over 20 or 22 inches. I think it's 22.
Keep two over 22.
13. Yep.
Well, at least y'all got a 7-inch slot anyway, and two oversized. So that's that's not too bad over here. We got a 5-inch slot and no oversized. Well, we have a tag in case you catch, you know, a behemoth you want to mount or something.
Yeah. No, we finally got that rain through here that y'all had. I don't know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning woke me up.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of light green over you right now, a little mist or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't even doing that. That's all light green. Supposed to be out here by 8 o'clock, looks like.
Yeah. Looks like you're not going to get anything severe or anything today, so.
How many inches did y'all wind up with?
Man, I didn't get hardly that much at my house. I don't know what they got above me. I mean, you know, most of that bad stuff stayed up above me. And,
I know at 4 o'clock yesterday we had 6 inches in Cleveland.
In Cleveland? Yeah, that's right above me. That's not about that far.
They was talking about 4 or 5 more inches last night, so.
My goodness.
Yeah. Dusty said he checked Lee Dice Creek, you know, it runs right beside his ranch.
Yeah.
It going to 20 foot.
My goodness.
Yep.
Bring it on.
Yep. Well, like I said, it rained with the leaf last Monday. That river was pushed in there in places.
That's what you were telling me.
This didn't help.
It's been level full and running. It's not out of banks down my way yet, but Livingston, I looked at it this morning. It showed it was, well, that's yesterday's report. It's not updated yet. I think they do it at 8 a.m. It's about a foot above pool.
Wow.
Running about 20,000, so.
Yeah. Keep
more water coming.
Up. Yeah. Yeah, when I crossed it. Wednesday or whatever, when I come back, I crossed the door 105. It wasn't too, I mean, it was high, but
yeah,
you know, it wasn't just got one.
Nothing like we've seen the last 8 or 10 years.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
We have seen some river rises.
Yeah. Well, this was definitely on a big rise. I didn't look, but I heard somebody say yesterday, you know, in the reports at New Orleans, that's where that gauge is.
Yeah.
I get 17 foot in New Orleans. Well, you get a high tide in here, we got some water right now.
I bet you do.
I'm about half the parking lot in Brandon's covered. I come in.
Really?
Yeah. Luckily, my truck wasn't in it, so I didn't have to wait. But who knows where you get a spot to park this morning. You know, I'm on tidewater right now, and it's just solid boats in front of me.
My gosh.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Not even close to daybreak.
No, not far off, though. 5:45, it'll be daybreak over here. I didn't leave Marina at 6:30 yesterday. The sun had not rose. There was several of us. Didn't leave till 6:30. Gotta let the crowd get out of there, you know.
Sure. How many LNG plants y'all got over there now?
Well, I don't know total, you know, course of states, but there will be.
No, I mean, and you're right there where you're at. Isn't there one and they're building another one or something?
Yeah. And they're mammoths. I mean, these ain't baby.
Oh, they're plants. Huge,
these
man.
Are, yeah. I'm good. Got one in front of me. Turned inside my toe.
I got.
They say. Yeah. So.
I was talking to Bill Watkins.
Plants, they're all over the place.
Yeah. When I was talking to Bill this morning, they're going to have 3 at Sabine, and I think 2 over Calcasieu, 2 over your way. Boy, that's a lot.
It is like a lot.
Big projects.
Yep. Down in Blackman Parish now, they said no more travel trailers into the parish.
Really?
Because the water, water pressure's got so bad. Can't handle no more. I said, well, y'all can do with all the people.
Yeah. How many people you said are working coming there?
There's 5,000 right now. At the peak, there was 9,000.
Right.
5,000 right now.
Well, that's a big issue if you have hurricane evacuation.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. They're not going to get them travel trailers out here, I'll tell you that.
No. Hope they're insured.
Yep. But, and on top of that, though, your insurance is going to, it's just like our boats down here. If we're inside that red, our boats have to come out here. If not, they will not cover them. Now, my insurance company will provide somebody to come move that boat. You know, say I can't get to it, they'll hire somebody to move my boat. But, it's inside that red cone. You better get it out of here because they're not going to cover it this day.
Boy, don't get me started on insurance. My homeowners took a big hit again this year, last year and this year. I guess we're in that pool now. We pay, we have to pay for the disasters all over the country in premiums.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Well, at least they're trying to do something about it.
I don't know how fixed income retired people can insure their property. I just don't see how they can come up with that kind of money.
It's crazy. Ours doubled.
And then mine doubled last year and then almost doubled again this year.
That's what we knew. The problem is they didn't pay a fourth of what they should pay damage I had.
Yeah. That's the problem. You pay all that money in and you don't get any return on it when you do have to make a claim.
No. Everybody got spoiled from Katrina and Rita and all that. I can't hold against no insurance company what they done back then. The same thing with FEMA ain't doing nothing for nobody. They're having to line their politicians' pockets and pay for these illegals and everything else. Well, that's what they use the money for, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, you're back in the saddle.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's good or bad.
I had a great day yesterday. It was fun.
Did you?
Yeah. That's just aggravation. So many boats.
We're running out of room everywhere, man.
Yeah, most of.
Fishing is very popular.
Yeah, it is. I'm just, I hadn't seen the effect or heard it yet, but there's got to be effect on this tackle, on these tariffs, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see on that down the road.
Yeah, luckily, we got two different guys down here pulling jigheads, so you didn't have to worry about that. But like corks and stuff like that, if you're doing corks, especially them snap-ons, I don't know. It's going to be interesting on that.
Well, it's time for us to get our fair share.
Yeah, it is. And it's time for everybody to go build it back here.
All right, Mike, I know you're busy and you're trying to get in there, man, fighting all the elements. Yeah, so, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venison Fishing, how do they get a hold of you?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web,
RJ
Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day.
Got jacked up trucks, bright lights on, everything else here.
Come on with it. All right, Mike. Be safe out there. See you, buddy.
All right. Later.
Later. You know, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, is here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all. 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 518 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way to Tiki Island. Let's check in with old Captain James Plog this morning. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Not a lot.
Man, I just listen to you talk about mosquitoes. I'm sitting here, got one buzzing.
Do you? Got a little buzzing going on? There you go.
Yeah, but you ain't seen any till.
Nah, they're not bad like they were this time last year, man.
No, but they're sure one buzzing right here. He's probably.
You can count on one thing. They're coming. It's going to happen.
It may not be today, but it might not be tomorrow, but they're coming.
They're coming.
Oh, man. Nothing, man. I went out there and looked at the tide. See, that tide got, even with all that wind, and man, I'm about winded out. I don't know. I guess it was so windy all week that I didn't even pay no attention to it. But I guess I was coming in yesterday. I'm like, man, I guess because it was Friday. I'm like, I'm glad this wind mess is over with. I'm about done with this.
Yeah, for a little bit. It's been a bad hair day week.
Yeah, it ain't going to get no better. And that wind will lay down about. About Memorial Day, first part of June 6th.
June 6th is always a good date for me to just throw out there.
I like June 6th. What day is that? A Monday or Tuesday? What day?
I don't know what
that?
It is this year, but it comes same time every year.
Oh man! But the fishing been good all week though.
Oh yeah.
I mean it.
So what are we gonna have a bad May this year since we had such a good April?
I don't think so, man.
No.
I think it's going to be all right. They, man, you know, Thursday we went and checked on some different stuff and we caught fish. Look at that! And we caught fish everywhere we went. Just never could really get nothing going.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped one time when it was still dark. I couldn't even tell what the water looked like. I just got out. We're fishing, and we caught one about 16, 17 inches of some little ones. And then when it got where you could actually see what the water looked like, it was terrible. I said, man, we got to get out of here. Huh. And then I really was going to this other place, but I wanted to wait to see what the sun, you know, what the water looked like when the sun come up.
Yeah.
Because I thought where I'd went first, it was going to be clear no matter what, but it was terrible. And then the sun got going, and we got near where I wanted to go, and there were some slicks, and we had a lot of bites. We had maybe 15 bites on top waters. And I don't think we caught but like four, and they were just fish. And nothing. I thought there'd be some good ones in there. They were just fish, and they kind of faded. I said, man, let's go check something else. And we moved, and we got out of the boat. I think I hooked one right off the bat, come off, and we were just pecking on them. But you could tell there was some fish. It didn't look like nothing was there, but you could just tell. They'd pop a slick every now and then where you were moving around in them. And right about noontime, man, they went off. And we were all kind of scattered out. And everybody was catching them. And it didn't last very long. It lasted about 30 minutes, but we caught whatever we caught, 20 or something. It got pretty good. It's a pretty good
right.
one. And then, man, when it was done, it was done. And then I guess it was like 1 o'clock. It's blowing so hard, man.
I'm telling you.
You know, when them storms, like you said, them storms would fire up above us and that they'd get heated up. They'd really get going.
Boy, it starts sucking really, that southerly flow, buddy.
Dude, it got nasty. Man, let's go. I mean, we done caught a bunch of fish. Sad Wayne Webb yesterday, and we switched gears. I went totally somewhere different. Cameron went with us. Cameron caught him a big one yesterday. We get out of the boat, and I told Wayne, I said, man, I'm going to walk out here a little bit deeper. I said, these two little guts right here ought to have some good ones in them. And one, I kind of parked the boat right in the middle of the flat. So you hit this gut, and you can hit that gut. And I said, I'm just going to walk out here a little bit deeper and see what's happening. So Cameron, he backs up against the wind, and Wayne's kind of he's just there. He's doing his deal. He just kind of in no man's land. And man, I'm getting bites as soon as I get out of the boat. Man, I'm getting bites. Finally, I stick one. He's about 18 inches. And I don't say nothing. Wayne's looking at me. I don't say nothing. And Cameron, he was still walking in there. Man, I missed another one, and I caught one. I said, man, Wayne, I got him out here. So he starts coming out there toward me, and I look in there at Cameron, and I see all this white water. I said, man, he's got a really big one on right there, Wayne. Maybe you ought to go back in there right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, let's do some ping-ponging.
So I had Wayne ping-ponging, and I felt terrible, man. And anyway, Cameron held the fish up. I don't know. The fish was over 7 pounds. We don't carry stringers or bogas or phones or nothing. He put him on his rod. He was like 27 inches in fat. He said it was one of the biggest fish he ever caught. But he didn't have but two bites in there. He caught that fish and another one about maybe 3 pounds. And I had him out there deep, man. I was lacing them out. Wayne finally come out there. But that bite didn't last very long either. And it's because the current got to running so hard. When we first got out, it was running, but not stupid. By the time that sun come up, it was whatever time it was, 7:30, 7:45. Dude, it was sickling. And they got really hard to catch. I think we ended up catching like 17 is what we ended up catching. Only that one good one. But I saw that fish come up on top. He caught it on a fat boy. He's been fishing with a fat boy lately, which I wouldn't have caught him on a fat boy because I don't even got one in my box. So if that's all he was hitting, yeah. I wouldn't have got one. But it was a big fish. It was a real big one.
Yeah, that's a big fish bait.
It is. It really is. You know, we used to live with them. I don't even carry one anymore. But then we leave, and I let the tide. We went to check something else, and there was fish where I went. They just didn't want to bite. You get out, catch one or two, and then they'd fade nothing. So we went back over there about noon. I said, man, them fish ate Thursday about noontime. And Wayne was tired. He was ready to go. He was sitting in the boat. And we were getting some bites on top waters right there about noontime, just fish. You know, big males, though, you know, 16, 17, 18-inch male trout. And we had about 8 or 9 bites. Yeah, caught a couple, and Wayne was ready to go. You know, you got a problem. The tide had done got high, everything greened up, and now it slowed way down. And you know, they really nothing wanted to bite. There's a thin line right there when they bite when you're fishing all that current. So where I'm fishing them big old giant swinging tides that we have, it's really no good. It's really not conducive to where I went yesterday because the wind is so sharp. The current runs so hard. Man, I went back to get the boat one time, and I could swear, I mean, I got a long ways. I could swear, I said, man, this boat ain't getting, I know I'm moving forward. This boat ain't getting no closer, man. That current was smoking, dude. I mean, smoking. But
well,
overall,
I've been watching the local wildlife around my house in the middle of the day, man. That's when all the activity is. All the birds, squirrels, everything is going nuts, feeding and doing their thing. So,
well, I think if I'd have been where I was at Thursday, Mickey, it would have been just like that because it's away from the current because the bite was right in the middle of the day. And let me back up now. They were biting when we left. I mean, we were getting some pops on top waters.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne was, like I say, he was ready to go, so we didn't, because you figure Thursday, if it was really good at noon, the tide's what, maybe an hour different, so maybe it's going to be really good at 1 o'clock today, you know, as, you know, the tides are different. So we really didn't give it a chance, but we were getting some bites. But overall, man, fishing's been good. When you going fishing south this week?
I'm leaving tomorrow after I get through doing the show.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm
How's y'all's
south.
Weather going to be?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're going.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Tuesday looks terrible. I was looking at buoy weather for Tuesday. It's like 20 to 29 knots here.
Well, the hotel room I booked for Corpus, it's non-refundable. No refund, so I'm going anyway. I'm stuck.
Yeah, it don't matter. Catch them somewhere. Somewhere down there, they got so many fish, you'll catch them somewhere. You going with Cliff?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cliff on Tuesday. I'm going to fish with Rihanna Monday. We're going to go out of Rivera on Monday and then Marker 37 on Tuesday.
There you go.
I was talking to a whole week.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Well, I think Tuesday may be the only crappy day, but it don't matter down there. You know, I was thinking about that this week. I mean, those dudes, I mean, I work down there, I know. But when I was down there in the wintertime, when we would fish down there, I would, of course, be gone by now. But it was either dead calm and foggy or blowing 30 out of some direction, either the north or the south.
Yeah.
Which is the same. But you got so much fishable water here. You know, here when we got the, you know, if you just took the average wind speed this week, I bet it's 18 to 20 knots. If you just took the average.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is in our boat. There's a lot of places that don't stay clear.
No. Especially when that water gets up over 70.
Yeah. Dude, where I got out on Thursday morning in the dark, it's always going to be clear right here. That's the only reason I went. I mean, we're going to catch something. There ain't many fish right there. We don't catch but two or three when I go. There's not a school there. I mean, they're coming, but they're not there. Just something to do. Hey, man, the sun come up, and I'm fishing in the mud. I said, I can't believe this is trashed. Yeah. But I was talking to Penner Thursday. He called me about something. He was moving the boat back down. And of course, he got there, I guess, right after January. So their total, I think what he told me, they caught, the whole time he was there, they caught 15 over 8 and 5 over 9. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him about 5s or 6s or nothing, but that's what they caught over 8. 15 and then another 5 over 9.
Yeah, that's one guy.
Yep. Yep. That's pretty strong.
Yes,
but I like seeing that fish yesterday, and he's where he should be right now. I mean, and I told Wayne, I said, I guarantee you, man, there's a good one in there, in them guts right there. And there was one.
Right. Let me knock this break out, James. Hang on a second. I'll be
go ahead,
bro.
At
you. All right. Well, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all, and don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. Bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, and weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back.
Yeah, man. Well, if I'd have known, because I've been fishing down there where I fished yesterday, but I don't go every day. And one day I was down there, it was good. We caught a fish over five, and it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And if I'd have known everything set up, if you'd have lined everybody up out there where them fish were at, out there kind of deep, you'd have caught 30 before God got the news. But we was all kind of strung out. Plus, Cameron wouldn't caught a – or Wayne or somebody wouldn't have caught a 7-pounder out there jacking around with me. You know, they were just fish out there.
Right.
But – and I think if the wind was blowing so hard. I finally told Wayne, I said, look, man, here, put this head on there. You got to put something – the current so hard – you got to put something heavy on. You got to almost quarter, not almost, you have to kind of quarter this wind and let the current try to get it. Because if you had to just throw straight down wind and straight down current, you almost had to dead stick it to get a bite.
Right.
Where if you would, you know, if it had just been a normal wind, say 10 or 12, where you just present your bait, yeah, it was pretty good, man. There was a lot of fish there. It was just hard conditions to try to fish.
Sure.
Hey, man, I'm looking at your forecast for Monday and Tuesday. And I put the cursor down here at Rivera. And you're not terrible on Monday. 14 to 20 in the morning. Not. It gets kind of breezy in the afternoon. 20 to 24 knots. Tuesday, man, I don't know what happens Tuesday, bro, but something goes bad. It's 23 to 35 knots there. And I don't know what happened. In the afternoon, it goes, you know, way down, goes 13 to 15 knots. But something happens in the morning on Tuesday morning, there and here, it goes nuts. I don't know what it is. I guess a front or another storm, but 23 to 35 knots.
Yeah, that's I'm showing here. Monday, southeast winds 10 to 15, increasing to 15 to 20. With gust up to 30 in the afternoon, 30% chance of rain. That's on Monday.
That's Monday, yeah. Here's Galveston. This is Galveston. This is buoy weather now, and it could change. They change a lot. in Monday, because that's what I'm sitting here looking for. I'm supposed to boat fish Monday, which I don't think I am. Something happens in the afternoon here. It goes east southeast 19 to 21 knots. And on Tuesday morning here, I can put the cursor right there in the middle of West Bay, it's 20 to 29 knots.
Mm-hmm.
And then hey, Wednesday goes to nothing. Wednesday in Galveston is like 4 to 5 knots.
Yep.
So there's something happening Tuesday. I don't know what it is, but something happened. Maybe you can hold
what's
over.
What's happening? I'm going to Corpus.
Hey, man, fool them. Stay till Wednesday, man.
Well, see if we can work that out, too.
Yeah, you ain't got to work, man. See, I'm going to have to do something, but I don't know about no boat fishing stuff. I got some boat fishing guys are starting to come up. I just ain't interested in sitting out there fighting that stuff and then white cap trying to fish out of the boat.
Not out of the boat.
I'm just not interested in that. And I got rig and all them. I mean, we ain't going to fight it. We got plenty of trips, man. If it's, you know, if it's no good, it ain't no. I mean, yeah, can you catch them? Yeah, you beat around out there and catch your old stupid nine fish or whatever, but.
It's not any fun when you got to go through all that to do that, though. That's, you know.
No, it ain't. It ain't. I mean.
Turns into work. When you go,
yeah, when you can go, you know, when you can go wade somewhere, you know, and have a really good, productive day, you know, it's just, and I got some fish set up for some east winds and stuff. It's been pretty good. I got fish in all kind of winds, you know, which we haven't had that in some time. You know, you had to kind of pound on what you was pounding on and hope the wind was right. Just like I left from where we at Thursday, which was really good fishing, and drove 25 miles the opposite way, then it was really good fishing. So, you know, you got something for every wind.
Yeah.
It just wasn't 18 or 20 knots. It kind of got a little bit better, honestly, yesterday afternoon. But, man, right around 8 o'clock when we were trying to fish, dude, it like that sun come up, it caught another gear, bro.
Yeah, it did.
It got nasty.
It looked like yesterday morning was going to be fairly nice. You know, I'm sitting here in the studio going, hey, it's not that bad this morning. Boy, when I walked out the door here to go home, take the door out of your hand.
Yeah, it got nasty. Well, we're fishing kind of out in the middle of open. I told Wayne, I said, hey, man, you better put your slicker on, buddy. You fell up out here, man. It was, hey.
Y'all still wearing rubber britches?
Yeah, I am.
You're not wearing wading wet yet?
Hell no.
Man,
in the morning, Mickey, I watch my guys. I watch them. I know what, I swim at all kind of stuff. I swim a lot, and I know what water temperatures are what. 75 ain't friendly. I mean, I have to swim sometimes in a pool that's ambient, which is around 75 to 76. Dude, I got to swim like 10 laps where I'm even comfortable in that water. I sure ain't jumping out in it for fun.
I didn't want to have to carry my waders. I'm sick of waders, man.
Well, I know, Mickey, but down there's different. I mean, hey, a real good guy that fishes a lot in Rockport, he lived there. He came up here and fished with me and one of my guys. Great guy. Good fisherman. We had a great time. Had a good day, too. Well, he waded wet. Well, he's been in Rockport wet. And I could just tell he was cold. I said,
yeah.
Hey, Todd, you cold? He said, man, this ain't like Rockport. I said, hell no, man. You're in Galveston, Texas, staring at a plant, dude. It's not Rockport. We ain't knee-deep water. It's different up here. You know, even in the old days, you know, we'd put our shorts, whatever we had on. You put your slicker on, block that wind, but. You know, we got such good waders now. I mean, I don't wear nothing but a pair of shorts and my waders, you know.
Right.
But, and I'm about an 82 degree guy. When my feet get hot, which is about 80, 81, then I'll get out of them. And it's usually into May. It ain't right now. Like Hillman, I heard him. I talked to him after he talked to you the other day. Yeah, he pops out there on day two with no waders. That water temperature done dropped about 75. It's blowing. It's cloudy. Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Well, I didn't hear him complain.
Oh, he told me it was nasty.
Did he?
But you ain't got no choice. You ain't got no waiters. You ain't got no choice but to go to work.
True. That's so true.
Hey, I'd stayed there in shallow. I'd have sent my guys, look, man, those fish are out there deep. I'm going to stay in a little bit shallow. Wait for them to pull in here. But, no, you'll be fine. I think, of course, their water temperature is always, what, 4 or 5 degrees warmer than we are anyway.
Yeah.
Down there.
I think it's around 81.
Oh, yeah, you're gold. You're gold.
Not if it's blowing 40.
No,
get
blowing
out of the
40.
Water bad. Into the boat.
Yeah. It's blowing a little bit here. I had to shut my – I'm in the garage. I shut my door. It's probably 10 or 12 down here now.
They claimed that forecast today was, you know, it was going to jump up. You know, that northeast wind, like 15 to 25.
Be good for the driving rain. At least I can hit downwind today. I can, like, be somebody. I ain't got to hit into the wind.
Yeah.
Hey, do you see that display Scotty put on yesterday? That's about as good a golf as you'll ever going to see.
Well,
right
it wasn't quite as good as he did on Thursday. Man, 10-under on Thursday. Jeez.
Yeah, how about that?
But to come back and shoot 7-under the next day, usually a guy will have a round like that, and he's good to shoot par the next day.
Right.
But that's back-to-back, man. That's 17-under in 2 days. That's absolutely nasty.
It's nasty, dude. Hey, and if he just kind of touches that today, there's nobody going to catch him in this tournament. You ain't going to have to watch the tournament to see who's going to win. You just watch the tournament because you enjoy it.
Because you want to see some really good golf, man. Throwing darts, draining putts, chipping big time, driving like crazy, right down the middle. Come on,
dude. Did he ever not hit a fairway? I mean, I didn't see all of it.
Yeah,
I did see all of it.
I think on 15, he caught the left rough over that bunker, but he had a good line. So did Spieth, and they got it up and down, no problem.
Man,
that course was, you could hear it, the water sloshing under their shoes walking down the fairways.
Dude, they had like 5 or 6 inches of rain in like 2 or 3 days on that course.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. It's
hey,
it's
O'Vegas hit wet. Out of the – Did you see him hit out of the edge right there? And
yeah.
His caddy had to give him a towel and stuff. He done threw it all over himself.
Oh, yeah. Every time you hit it. And, man, when you that ball will do some weird stuff. You get a little water between that and the club when you let it loose. You can hit knuckleballs, all kinds of stuff. You don't know where it's going. It's crazy, man.
No, it's crazy. I hate playing when it's wet. And as bad as I am, I really don't like playing when it's wet. That ain't no fun. It ain't no fun for me. Hey, it's cool outside, too.
I just got Tony G just sent me a deal. He said the American Red Cross says 78 degrees to open a pool, and if you're over 50, 81 is more comfortable. 74 is cold. Yeah, we kind of figured that out, Tony. We're a lot more than over 50.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
You're in the 60s, and I'm in the 70s, man.
See, we got two pools right there. One, they keep heated.
Right.
And one is just ambient, like I told you. Anyway, but the real dudes, your triathlon guys that are really swim a lot of distance, they don't want to swim in that hot water. You know,
no.
Me, I'm going to swim a mile.
Takes
half
it out
a mile.
Of you. And, when you're swimming and sweating, the water's hot.
You
all right,
kidding.
James, I got to sweat on out of here and jump the bridge
and check
old Sharky this morning and see if he's still alive. And somebody wants to call you, give him a number, my friend.
All right, brother, 497-771-7306. Have
right,
a good
buddy.
One, brother. Talk to you
Hey,
later.
I will, James. See you, man.
All right.
All right, let's go to Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, good morning. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How in the
What's
world
cooking,
are you,
man?
Oh,
brother,
living a dream.
We good, man. That's good. That's good. Well, I'm a little wind burnt. I'm not gonna lie to you, Mickey.
I'm
a little wind burnt after yesterday, but gosh, man, I gotta tell you, in the morning, you know, it was blowing, I don't know, 20 miles an hour all day, it seemed like, and then yesterday afternoon, it was blowing like 30 miles an hour all day, it seemed like. But, man, in the morning, I've hidden some little nooks and crannies, and we ended up, I had a husband and wife celebrating their anniversary, And we caught a, she caught a 24-inch trout yesterday morning, which was.
I saw that picture, man. It looked like about a 7-pounder.
It was healthy, buddy. Yes. It was a healthy fish. And by golly, we caught a couple keeper flounder. That was cool. And we had the Texas Slam, man. We finished it off inside of Offutt's there and ended up sticking a 27-inch slot redfish there at the end. And
right.
So we had a couple nice keeper trout. We had a couple nice keeper flounder. And we had ended the day with that nice redfish. And then we had a five-boat corporate trip come in, and it was awesome, man. They rented the event space out for a little team building, and we had the fish cookers going, man. So we had five boats go out, caught, you know, whatever fish we could. We ended up with a couple trout, a redfish, a couple pup drum. You know, yesterday afternoon, buddy, it was like you might as well have been wind sailing or parasailing all afternoon.
Yeah, it was
because
brutal,
it was brutal, man. It was brutal. But you know, we had enough fish for, I think the event was for 50 people. And so anyway, I think everybody got some fish. We
good.
Caught them up and cut them up in nuggets, and they deep fried them. And anyway, I gave a little speech last night, and, you know, as a speaker there for that event, just talking about all kinds of fun stuff. So it was a great day, man. It was a great day.
Awesome.
But we're going this morning. We'll see. God, it was scary all last night. I was hearing thunder and seeing lightning bolts come down. But I think for the most part, all that should be kind of cleared out from what I could see.
Yeah, you look good. Everything's off the coast now, offshore, and moving away from us. So hopefully
no, that's good.
Things will be A-okay.
Yeah. I think they'll be fine, brother.
Have a little north
I've got
wind
a fun one. Yeah, a little north wind, man. It should. Who knows, man? Maybe we'll catch a break. And I'll tell you this: it was so crazy. The water yesterday morning in the channel was absolute garbage, and there was just a few little nooks and crannies that was holding anything decent. And then yesterday afternoon when it was blowing 383 miles an hour exactly, it, you know, Chris burned across the channel there, and we're thinking, you're nuts. We're staying in Offutt's Bayou, you know, because it is, I mean, it's white capping in Offutt's. And next thing you know, he texts the group and says, hey, man, I got a couple nice keeper trout in the channel. I'm thinking, there ain't no way. And so I burned off to the channel, and, man, it was way more green in that crazy wind. I guess the, you know, tide was moving and switched up, and it pushed that green water in there. And man, yesterday afternoon looked really great in the channel. So we ended up catching a couple trout in there and finishing off the afternoon there. So man, it's just nuts. You know, you got so many different water systems moving through, you know, the Galveston Ship Channel and the jetties and all that. And it's just, it's unique, man. We've got such a unique fisheries, you know?
Yeah.
So you could always almost get out there and catch something, man.
Plenty
you just got
to. Places to fish. You bet you.
You got to go. That's right.
Yeah.
So no complaints there, brother. Everybody looks good this morning. I was all baited up and ready to rock and roll.
Well, I wish you all the best today. I hope you.
Thanks, buddy.
Pull the old rabbit out of the hat. So. Somebody wants to call and get down and do the Outcast experience. Give them some info how they can reach you, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing Charters. You can Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. We're pretty easy to get a hold of and find. And then also, we are running some open boat trips. We've got a couple spots for Sunday. So if you guys want to get involved and hop on the boat with us tomorrow, you can shoot us a text at 409-255-0330. That's 409-255-0330. And say, hey, I'm interested in going on y'all's open boat trip on Sunday. We'd love to get you guys out and go make some memories, man. The fishing's good.
Fish is good. All right,
that's
brother.
Right.
Sharky,
all right,
have a good weekend.
Man.
It's a pleasure.
Talk to you, brother. Be blessed. See you, buddy.
Always. Later. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.